Hey, this is Nick from Skull King here in Chicago.
So what's going on, man? How are you doing today?
Doing great, doing great. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Not a
Appreciate
problem,
it.
Not a problem. Sorry for like our technical side of things today. It's been definitely an adventure to say the least. So tell us a little bit about your band, Skull King.
Sure. Well, we're based in Chicago. We were formed in 2010. We're an all-original metal band. And, you know, there's four members, me, I'm the vocalist. We have Paul Button on guitar, Clifford Hunt on bass, and Brian Prenti on drums. And we're basically just, you know, four guys that, you know, want to write great metal music, hard rock music, and, you know, see where this takes us.
Okay. And I ask this to every band, every musician. I mean, how did you come to naming the band Skull King?
Well, we wanted to have a name that, you know, when you heard the name Skull King, you could know for sure that it's a hard rock or metal band. So that was very, very important for us, that it, you know, signifies that our music is powerful and heavy. And also, you know, we were thinking about the merchandising aspect of being in a band, and we wanted something that we could have a marketable logo, you know, because we really want to do this full time and, you know, make, you know, all of us quit our day jobs. In order to do that, you know, we need to sell albums, we need to tour, and we need to sell merchandise. So it all kind of comes together.
Well, yeah, and you definitely have to have a marketable name, definitely, to get that going.
Right.
What are some of your biggest influences, whether it be for the band or yourself? You know, what are some of the influences as far as your music is concerned?
Well, musically, you know, we come from a wide range of history. I mean, I listened to a little bit of everything. Our bass player, Cliff, he's actually an orchestra director at a middle school, so he's versed in classical music and jazz. But as far as bands that we like and we listen to, you know, one of my favorite bands is Killswitch Engage. We like Tool a lot, bands like Mushroomhead. So we're all over. And we listen to, you know, some of the older metal bands too, Iron Maiden, you know, Metallica, things like that, that will influence us. And then, you know, when I write lyrics or whatever, you know, I'm just influenced from, you know, my life and, you know, my friends' lives and just basically observations of things that go on in the world. So a little bit of everything will influence me.
Cool, cool. And one thing that I was impressed by, I mean, you guys have a fairly active following, you know, whether it be Facebook and Twitter. When we did originally the poll for the first show, you guys came up with like about almost 100 votes in one day. And I mean, for a show that till now hadn't aired yet, and I have not seen anything like that, your fans are pretty darn cool. So what is the greatest thing about your fans?
Oh my God, their loyalty and just commitment to our band. I mean, you know, I can go on Facebook or Twitter and ask, you know, our fans to do something, they do it. So not only are they fans of our music, but, you know, they're almost like family or friends, where they come through when we need them. So we appreciate that. It's truly how I feel.
Cool. And what is, like, if you can think of something, one of the craziest things to happen to you guys, whether it be at a show, on the road, you know, before or after, is there anything that comes to mind as one of the craziest things that have happened to you guys?
Oh, my God, there's so many crazy things. I don't want to get locked up or anything, so I can't say too many things, but you know, we always do crazy stuff to our drummer, Brian. So one of our recent concerts, you know, I'm the front of the band, I'm singing. All of a sudden, I see Brian's pants fly across the stage and land on our bass player's head. So that's kind of a crazy thing that has happened, like at a recent show. But it's all craziness.
Cool, cool. Do you guys have any, like, new recordings, new songs on the horizon at all?
Yeah, actually, we're working on our album, The Age of Nothing, and that's tentative release July 4th of this year. So we're really excited about that. We're in the studio right now. We're just about done finishing up the drum tracks, and we're excited about that. So tentatively, that's July 4th, Independence Day.
Cool. And have there been any obstacles for your band, any big obstacles that stand out? I know, you know, with many bands, especially nowadays, there always appears to be obstacles, whether it be creative differences, stuff like that. Have there been any really huge obstacles for your band?
Our biggest obstacle really is lack of time. You know, it's like, we have a lot of ideas and a lot of things that we want to do, and it's, you know, we don't have enough time in the day. You know, me, myself personally, between, you know, our day jobs and practice and in the studio and our personal lives, there's not a lot of time. And then now we have that multiplied by four members trying to, you know, coordinate schedules.